This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Our Spiritual Edge project is also interested in how ordinary people cultivate spirituality in their lives. So we've been interviewing Bay Area residents about religion. We want to know what they like, what they reject, and what, if anything, has taken religion's place. Paige Marshall of Oakland is disillusioned by Christianity, but like many who stop going to church, she's still looking for spiritual answers.
My name is Paige Marshall. I am 30 years old, and I don't really feel like I call myself anything. I just know that there is something out there that's greater than me. Like, I guess God, but it's not like a God that I feel like a lot of people identify God with. I grew up in central Wisconsin with a single mom, and she's Baptist. So you have to ask Jesus into your heart, and you're going to go to heaven, and there's going to be like a rapture, and like there's going to be an end of times. When I was like 18, I was just like, well, like, honestly, like, that. I don't believe in like that. Some kind of God is going to come back and save us all. After I graduated from high school, I moved around the United States for a while. And I just got into a group of friends where like food, farming and stuff like that became really important. And I started practicing yoga and just reading about people that like reached like, enlightenment, or, you know, I was just like amazed by it. I was like, well, what is that? I went to South America. I was in the country of Bolivia for about 2.5 years. And I did a lot of stuff there. I did, you know, tourist stuff. I lived there. I worked on a farm, and it was a thing in that community that I was on to like do like fast for 21 days. And me and this one guy from Argentina, we decided to go to the island of, it's called Lake Titicaca, and it's like basically a little island in between Peru and Bolivia. We decided to fast for 21 days in silence. I guess why, and it's just to see, like, can I do that? I guess because I wasn't satisfied with how life is, you know. I'm like, I just can't, I don't understand what's going on, I can't, it's not, doesn't totally make sense to me, you know. I wanted something more. We rented a house, it was like a two-story house. We had this tiny little kitchen that we weren't really using, no running water or electricity. We had to use candlelight at night, and my bed was on the first floor. And in that room, it was just like one whole wall was just like all glass, and it was facing out into the lake. So every single day I would see the sunset on the lake, and then every single morning I would see the sunrise on the lake. 21 days it's like time just creeps by when you're not eating. My friend, he would like hike around and do stuff, but like I was chilling. I would wake up and like try to meditate, but I couldn't because like my mind was just like racing a lot of the times. I would always drink a lot of water, and I would go to the beach and I'd sit out in the sun and I would bathe in the lake. I remember the sand being like super, not like crystal white, but like very, very close to like a really white color. It'd be like warm and but like windy, but the sun is like so strong that it feels good. So with my friend, we would communicate sometimes through writing, like hand motions or write each other notes. The not eating part, it wasn't really that hard. At the beginning, we were like really excited to do it. So we had like a lot of energy and focus on just doing it. But like I would think about food, like my friend and I, we wrote a list of all the places we wanted to eat after the fast. I remember one day actually I had a lucid dream that I was at like this house with somebody, and they had all this pizza, and I was eating all this pizza, and I woke up like, oh, shit, I ate. And then I was like, oh, wait. When it ends, you can't just like eat, you know. It's also, you can eat like maybe like soft fruits or something, you know, or like broth. I think I ate a piece of fruit, maybe an apple or something like that, and like my friend and I, we started laughing because it was like so amazing. And it was just like some ordinary apple, but I was like, this is just so amazing, you know. And like I was so thankful to have it, so grateful for it. I think it's something that I always like reflect on my whole life, you know. Maybe before I did it, I thought it could be like some like, oh, have some like spiritual enlightenment, or it's more that I just understood something really simple, and it's just like appreciate what is already in front of me.